Just like they do every Friday, Jeanette and Chuck Barber head to their favorite little cafe in Durham for lunch.
Would you like to have your usual pork loin, honey?
Yeah.
Okay. How about mashed sweet potatoes?
All right.
Is that all right?
But leave me some meat now.
Yeah, you're going to have the pork is meat, yeah. And what are our choices for vegetables?
Jeanette usually orders for Chuck. After 57 years of marriage, she knows what her husband likes. She also knows he can't order for himself. Chuck Barber was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease a few years ago. Choosing from a menu has become an impossible task for a man who used to edit a daily newspaper.
Wait a minute, girls. You got to tell me what I'm getting.
You're getting the honey mustard pork loin.
All right.
Mashed sweet potatoes.
Okay.
And peas.
All right.
Okay?
Yes, you get that.
No, you can't.
Jeanette says this is not how she envisioned their retirement.
I guess one of the saddest times was on our anniversary. And we were talking about that and talking about when the children were born and all. And he whispered over to me, you know, I cannot remember.
Jeanette Barber's not alone. She is one of many North Carolinians doing the endless work of caring for a frail loved one. According to the State Center for Health Statistics, close to one quarter of North Carolinians said they're providing some kind of care for a family member or friend. Most are over the age of 60. One national advocacy group calculates that every year, all that care given by family and friends is worth about $8.9 billion of North Carolinians' time.
We are better and better at keeping people going with serious illness.
Joanne Lynn is a geriatric specialist at the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. She says about half of us will face long illnesses in our old age.
Not necessarily devastatingly ill or terribly suffering, but unable to climb stairs, unable to take care of themselves, unable to get the groceries in, unable to do the sorts of things that are ordinary activities of daily living. And people go in and out of the hospital many times in many cases before they die.
And there will be a lot of those people. A lot. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, by 2030, after baby boomers hit retirement, some 70 million people in the U.S. will be over the age of 65. And about 9 million seniors will be older than 85. That's the current population of New York City. And those numbers will only grow.
We won't have the funds, we won't have the people to provide the services, and we'll have all these people in need all coming together over a period of just 10 or 15 years. It's, the perfect storm.
Many of these people in need will develop some form of dementia, like Alzheimer's, says Lisa Gwyther, head of Duke's Center for Aging.
The numbers are increasing. It's now estimated that there are 5 million people in the U.S. alone with Alzheimer's disease or related disorder.
Gwyther says many people haven't faced up to what the future could hold.
People think, if I just follow these rules for healthy aging, nothing bad will happen. You know, it's sort of the old Southern clean living and constant prayer. If I just do everything right, nothing bad will happen. And we've learned in healthcare that even people who exercise constantly, who eat a great diet, who have very little stress in their lives, get sick.
Gwyther points out that the healthcare system is geared toward responding to acute episodes of care, not to chronic illness. But most seniors have multiple chronic illnesses and doctors for each, say, one for diabetes, another for arthritis. And they take multiple medications prescribed by those different doctors. But typically, Medicare, the federal program that covers seniors, doesn't reimburse doctors for coordinating all those drugs, all that care, and all those medical appointments. More often than not, it falls to a family member to do that.
There is no care system, and every person is for themselves. And so everyone feels like they're starting from scratch in trying to figure things out.
Yes.
Okay. Good morning, Dan.
Go ahead.
George Croner is a physician's assistant who works with a program called Just for Us. The program serves about 350 low-income seniors around Durham. Kroner is visiting Dan Marshburn in the cozy apartment he shares with his wife, Faye. Marshburn pulls out a shoebox filled with medication bottles for his various ailments: high blood pressure, heart disease, heartburn, and a prostate problem. Kroner spreads the bottles across the flowered cloth covering the kitchen table.
How are you doing on this one?
Well, it ain't doing. I've been taking three of them.
You're taking three of
them? Yeah, because I'm serious.
We would have to do a prior authorization with your medication company.
Kroner also asked about visits Marshburn made to several different doctors, scheduled a follow-up test, and simplified his drug regimen. The idea behind Just for Us is to help low-income seniors stay at home, not in expensive nursing or rest homes. The Community Health Department at Duke University Medical Center manages and funds Just for Us. Susan Yagi is the department chief.
There's a lot we can do to help people proactively.
Yagi says the healthcare system is so fragmented and difficult to navigate, fragile seniors often get left to fend for themselves.
If we can take down some of those barriers and make a smooth functioning system within a place where patients feel really comfortable and safe, with providers who know what's in their refrigerator.
Yagi's program is one of many small pilot projects around the state trying to create cost-effective ways to care for the coming wave of seniors. She says Just for Us costs about $1,000 a person per year. Duke picks up half that cost. For the hospital, it's not only good community relations, it keeps these fragile seniors from ending up in the emergency room.
I think all of us would hope that we could live at home and perhaps even die at home, as, you know, be there as long as we can.
But most counties in North Carolina struggle to keep up with demand right now. Dennis Streets is the head of the North Carolina Division of Aging and Adult Services. He says some people, including lawmakers, are starting to wake up to what's coming.
Boomers are aware of their own future because they're responding today to the needs of their parents and becoming aware that they need to prepare for tomorrow in terms of their own financial preparedness for the possible and likely need for services and supports.
By 2030, North Carolina will have about 2 million seniors. Many of them will be either providing care or will be dependent on someone else to care for them.
We need to be doing as much planning, as much awareness building as we can now, not just as a government, but as an entire society. It involves our corporate and employer sectors. It involves the faith community. It involves everything imaginable. All services.
And Streets says we don't have much time to get ready for what's coming. Rose Hoban, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.